The great disappointment, Satan attacks, and what does he attack? He attacks the anchor of the first, second angel's message, the historical messages, historical anchor of those messages that were fulfilled during that time period. That's the anchor, and that's the foundation, the pillars. Now, Selected Messages, Book 1, page 201, she continues on this theme, and then we'll try to pull some of this together. As a people, we are to stand firm on the platform of eternal truth that has withstood test and trial. We are to hold the sure pillars of our faith. The principles of truth that God has revealed to us are our only true foundation. They have made us what we are. The lapse of time has not lessened their value. It is the constant effort of the enemy to remove these truths from their setting and to put in their place spurious theories. He will bring in everything that he possibly can to carry out his deceptive designs. But the Lord will raise up men of keen perception who will give these truths their proper place in the plan of God. Notice, brothers and sisters, as she's talking about this attack by Satan to mislead the inexperienced and to take those that had turned fully away from the Millerite movement at the Great Disappointment. She's talking about the attack that Satan brings against the first and second angel's message, against that point in history where these messages have arrived. And she identifies that they are not giving them the proper place in the plan of God. And part of the place of these messages is the place that they came into history. Now, let's look at another one on that theme. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 117. While you hold the banner of truth firmly proclaiming the law of God, let every soul remember that the faith of Jesus is connected with the commandments of God. The third angel is represented as flying through the midst of heaven, crying with a loud voice, "Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." The first, second, and third angel's message are all linked together. The evidences of the abiding, ever-living truth of these grand messages that mean so much to us, that have awakened such intense opposition from the religious world, cannot be extinguished. Satan is constantly seeking to cast his hellish shadow about these messages so that the remnant people of God shall not clearly discern their import, their time, and place. But they live and are to exert their power upon our religious experience while time shall last. The first, second angel's message, the third angel's message have a time and a place. They have a certain place in history where they arrived. And this is what Satan seeks to attack. Counsels to Writers and Editors, page 26, 27 says, "The proclamation of the first, second, third angel's message has